Hi everyone, this is Leslie with episode 2, Takeaways for Writers and Other Interested Parties. And this week we are going to talk about character development. Character development is something I'm probably going to come back to time and time again because I enjoy characters and that's something that I think I'm strong at in my writing. So this week's takeaways are revealing character. We're going to focus on revealing character via two things: backstory and dialogue/action. So let's talk first about backstory. So the purpose of backstory is to show how a given character has arrived to where she is. There should be a how in there, but you show how a character. And I know that this sentence is kind of, or this phrase is laden with grammar problems, but you know, we're just talking. So, but that's the purpose, is to show how a character has arrived to where she is. And how backstory is often used is past stuff is teased in the beginning through the middle of a story, and then the past stuff is revealed midway and or later through the story in a chapter that's dedicated to that past thing. So it might be, the stuff that might be teased from the past may be, I don't know, like there is an allusion to, you know, like this traumatic thing that happened and people kind of talk around it, or maybe the character has flashbacks or dreams or nightmares and you just get segments of, and you're like, what is this thing that happened? What is the thing that happened? That's what you're supposed to ask. And then after you've asked enough and you're like, what happened? Then there may be a chapter or a passage, later on in the story that tells you what happened, that kind of thing. After a while, though, the shit can get irritating. I have come to really dislike backstory done in this way because it's like, oh God, like they're taking away to me from the story. And when it really gets to me is when backstory is done like in the beginning of the book. Like in the first chapter, there'll be, you know, I can understand maybe a paragraph dedicated to, you know, when I was a child, da 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 da. But when it's like pages of backstory, then I'm just like, God damn, like you're weighing the story down. And a story is a fragile thing, especially in the very beginning, because the reader is still forming an attachment to it. And to weigh that story down with backstory in the beginning, to me, is just like, I hate when writers do that. So now that I've said all that, I want you to know that I am guilty of doing this in my first novel. And that's something that I'm working to improve. Now, I will say that I thought my backstory was pretty fucking interesting. I thought mine was good, but you know, everybody thinks their backstory is super compelling. So how I'm learning to use backstory and what I'm working on doing in my second novel that I'm working on now and in episodes is I want to use backstory, and I'm working to use backstory in the present, and I want to share, you know, tell backstory in the present, and I'm doing so via dialogue. I think there's so much you can do via dialogue, or else just leave certain, don't ever go back and explain the backstory. Just fucking leave. Some things don't have to be shared, right? Don't weigh down your story. That's my thing. Don't weigh down the story with just backstory. If you want to do all that, write a fucking prequel, but don't weigh down the story. That's what I'm working on. So I'm working on, you know, using it via dialogue. And I think too, in this way, when it's told in the present, then it can serve a greater purpose. Backstory can serve a greater purpose to reveal character instead of just having backstory for the sake of saying, you know, I have great backstory. So how I use backstory in this episode in the present, via dialogue with Nurse Bettina, where we learn of Sylvie's previous baby and abortions. We learn about her sexual history and habits. So it's not just a lot of exposition, but it's like kind of the back and forth with her and the nurse. And we learn a little bit about Trey, but not much. But we do see how Sylvie feels about Trey. Like, Trey would never do this and Trey would never do that. Trey loves me, that kind of thing. And maybe at this point, you know, the reader's thinking, damn, you a dumb bitch for for thinking that about him. But, you know, that's yet to be revealed, but at least you have, you're getting a sense of how Sylvie thinks, how Sylvie processes things. And again, the backstory can serve a greater purpose. So hopefully within the backstory, you learn this about, you know, via Sylvie's internal dialogue. You see that, you know, we see her humanity too. We see that she's a person too with real feelings and really bad things that have happened to her, really sad things that have happened to her, her baby dying. And her, you know, we see via her answers to Nurse Bettina, she doesn't want it. We see what she doesn't want to share. We see how she shares the stuff that she doesn't want to share. And so while you may think that, yeah, this character is stupid as fuck for, you know, thinking what she thinks about Trey, we also see that she is a human being, hopefully. And I know some readers are going to be like, well, that bitch gets whatever she deserves. She's a homewrecker. But, you know, she's my character. I love all my characters. So, but in these ways, I'm trying to use backstory to reveal these things about Sylvie without actually reverting to, you know, big first person kind of exposition, like dump of, you know, when I was 16, this thing happened to me. You know, I want to do it in a way that's going to be kind of like the story is still moving forward. Things are still happening in the present, but you're learning still a lot about the characters. So that's why I wanted, that's why I was like, okay, let's do it in the form of a doctor visit, because within the time of a doctor visit, you would learn these things. And the next way we're going to talk about character is through action dialogue. And at first I did have that we were talking about just Sylvie's character, but actually I feel like we learned a little bit about Camille and some about Jamie's characters in the second part of the episode when Sylvie meets up with Jamie. So we learn, so here are the various ways that I feel like we learn about their characters. So Sylvie laughs when Jamie shares what she's so upset about. And that to me demonstrates also how close these friends are. But also to me, I don't think it shows that Sylvie is insensitive, but it does show something like, you know, when the news is like bad, then some people react because it's so shocking that they just laugh. And I wanted to break the tension of the moment or break of where people are like, oh my God, you know, it's all these tears and all this stuff. It's like, you know, then I wanted something unexpected to happen. And for me, that was for Sylvie to laugh. But also, you know, between me and my friends, when really, and even some family, when really, really bad things have happened, and I'm talking about like the shit has truly hit the fucking fan, then we laugh. Like we end up like, and I'm talking about where it's like, you know, it's real. Then it's like, sometimes the only thing you can do is laugh. And so to me, that was reflective of my life experience. And one thing as a writer is that if something is happening to you or, you know, if you felt a certain way, then you can trust that that experience is on some level universal. And so, you know, that's why I was like, I'm sure this has happened to other people and other people can relate to you by you sharing those things that, you know, you might not think are common to other people, but they'll kind of feel you on it because it's more common than what you probably think. All right, so Sylvie shares a lot about Jamie's character as well, again, through dialogue where she's saying, you know, but Jamie, you listen to NPR all the time. You listen to books on tape. You're the head of your neighborhood association or whatever. So we're showing things about Jamie's character, but again, it's happening through the dialogue. And it's specific things that you can see. So it's not just, but Jamie, like you're like such a goody two shoes. It's like these specific things, like your head of the next. And that's what I'm always looking for. Even when I'm teaching, you know, my students about, if I'm a tutor and when I've worked with students in academic writing, be specific, give examples that are specific. Same thing applies to fiction. Be specific, give examples that are specific when you are describing a character or when you're, you know, using dialogue. Use really specific instances and it just lands more realistic that way. Jamie reveals or shares about Camille's character, and what Jamie shares is not really shocking. Based on the first episode, we do see that Camille's kind of bossy. Camille is a know-it-all. Camille just has that big, at times, overbearing personality. But that shit is fun to write about. So, but anyway, maybe not so in real life, though. But she, like she says, don't tell Camille this. And, you know, I'm sure within groups of women friends and to some degree in my friendships, but not necessarily to this degree in friendships, it's like, look, don't tell that bitch such and such, because you know how this bitch is when it comes to such and such. This is how she is. You know, you're about to walk into the club. You're about to walk into a restaurant, because that's what women do, is we go to restaurants. We want to talk. We can't just talk at somebody's house. We got to go to a fucking restaurant to talk. So, you know, there may be brunch happening or lunch or dinner or whatever. We're going to go to the restaurant. And it's like, well, before we go in, I need to tell you this, but don't tell such and such, because I don't care if everybody else knows, but I don't want her to know, because da 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 da. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so, and that's just, I think, a part of women's friendships to some degree. But yeah, we see that Camille is like, you know, she's going to judge Jamie, and, you know, Jamie's afraid of that. And so kind of revealing something about Camille's character as well. I feel like Jamie reveals her own character when she's like, you know, it's so bad. Like, she's putting herself through all this, and not to say it's not a big deal, what she's upset about, but, you know, she's so upset. She's like, it's bad. I know it's bad. And I think because Jamie is someone, you know, as you'll see more and more, she is someone who holds herself to a very high standard. She holds other people to high standards too, but she kind of believes herself to kind of be above the fray to some degree. So to see herself in this situation horrifies her. And so, well, we get to see that about her. And so what we learn about Sylvie via what she says, via the dialogue, she's not going to buckle under bad news, right? Which is probably why Jamie wanted to share with her that she's not going to buckle. She's not going to judge. She's just going to kind of, you know, be there. She has a good, irreverent, maybe, sense of humor about things, under bad, you know, things that are in a bad situation. She can still have a sense of humor about it. And she's ultimately kind to her friends. So she's going to be there for Jamie, certainly imperfectly, but she's still going to be there for her. So we get to see all this stuff about Sylvie, that she is kind to her friends. She's not going to buckle under bad news. She's been through some shit in her life. She's sexually free to some degree, and she's in this, you know, thing with Trey. And of course, the big thing is that she's preggers, but yeah. So in summary, character development can happen effectively via backstory, I believe, but we want to try telling it in the present so we don't load down the story. Oh, and don't be shocked if at some point I break this rule. I hope I don't. And if I do, feel free to call me out on it and ask me, Leslie, why are you doing that? You just said not to do that. So yeah, just a note. And then action dialogue. It's the other way I think that character development can happen effectively. So thank you for watching and or listening. Please like, subscribe, spread the word, all that good stuff. If you have any writing questions, please send them to me. And you can put them in the comments, all that good stuff. And please keep up with me and the ladies at realepisodes.com. Have a great rest of your day and take care.